Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
It turns out there are a lot of good people, but you don't see their stories very often. So that's what this podcast is about. It's great news. My name is Kevin Ryder. This is Michael Catherwood. Yep. And we bring you stories of that will restore your faith in humanity.
Go ahead and nominate some stories if you have some great news that you run across in your life, or if you have some great news in your own life.
We do get a lot of stuff on our Twitter. We do get a lot of tips on that. Yeah,
I get DMs on Instagram. I get messages on Twitter. Kevin, the same, at the Kevin Ryder. I'm at Mike Catherwood. Please, we're always looking for great stories about uplifting, positive stuff that goes on, because that is the majority of the things that people do. And here is the
Willie Nelson.
It's your intro. Say hello to the happy, goodbye to the blues, because Kevin and Mike are here to give you great news.
Wasn't bad. You're not high enough, but it wasn't bad.
I don't know if I can get there. I don't know if I can get, I can that do high. Johnny Cash better than I can do Willie.
All right, Johnny Cash for the out, though. That's okay. What we'll do.
Or Waylon. Waylon's always an option.
Okay. My first story is about a Southern California 9-year-old girl who spent 1,445 days in foster care. And National Adoption Day is November 20th every year. And this little girl was in second grade, and the second grade teacher fell in love with her and thought, you know what? This girl needs to be a part of my family. And it's a beautiful story. Watch this.
On this National Adoption Day, 9-year-old Lorelai is one of the many children who has found a home for good. Lorelai spent 1,445 days in the foster care system, starting at the age of 4, before officially becoming a member of the Henry family. Her new mom, Zoe Henry, was her second grade teacher. Henry says she knew Lorelai was her daughter the moment the little girl walked into her classroom.
You know, she completes our family, you know, she completes our life, you know, she brings such adventure and joy and, you know, fun and spunkiness to everything that we do, you know, so it's perfect. It's perfect. Don't cry. Okay.
Don't tell me not to cry.
Don't cry, Mom. You're embarrassing me. Oh, isn't that something? Teachers are a miracle. Not all. Let's be honest. There are a few bad apples.
But I think, you know, we were talking about a last episode about my friend saying about cops where, like, it doesn't make the news when they're just being cops. It only makes the news. And it's, I mean, day in and day out, these men and women are just devoting themselves to enriching the youth of our country for shit money.
But at least they get paid. What?
Yeah. For shit money, dealing with the parents who are oftentimes just as bad as the kids.
Or worse.
And the only time they get in the news is when one of them fucks one of their students or something. You know, it's like, it's really sad. But you're right. That's like the foundational part of our society and growth is the amazing people who devote themselves to education. And to adopt a student. Oh, my God. What a great story, man. You definitely came on hot. You came out guns blazing.
They didn't show her extended family, which is 58 other kids, other second graders. She collects them.
And they're all like evil stepsisters. So everyone loves love, Kevin.
Right.
Who doesn't love love?
Who doesn't love love? Right.
This guy in the UK, and I apologize, they are speaking English, apparently.
Oh.
This is our language, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I got to give credit where credit is due. They came up with it over there in jolly London, in jolly foggy UK.
Sure.
But how the fuck they're speaking the same language as you and I don't know. But this is a really beautiful story. It was a Christmas lighting ceremony, so the local news decided to show up and check out all the yay, jolly, bloody Christmas lights. Christmas lights.
And have a pint.
Christmas lights. And this guy decided that it was time for him to do something amazing and romantic. Check it out.
One, two, three, go!
Andrea, come here, Andrea. Right, Andrea, we've been together 16 years. I love you to bits. You're the best woman that's ever happened to me. I love you to bits. Will you marry me, please? Will you marry me? Will you marry me? Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Not the best one ever, I tell you. Love you to bits. Thank you. Oh, love to bits. She's great.
I got to tell you, I think there's something wrong with me. This is on me. This is my problem, my issue. I understand that. I just am always rooting for her to say no. I don't know why. Every public proposal, I'm like, just say no, just say no, just say no.
I will stick up for you.
Okay.
I will stick up for you.
All right.
When it looks like a D-bag who does it like on the Titantron at the Dodge game in Lakers, I am rooting for no.
Okay. All right, good.
When it seems like that guy just seems so easy, like the best thing that'll ever happen to me. I've loved you for 16 years.
Is that what he was saying?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, and by the way, he said we've been together for 16 years. What's the rush there? Jesus Christ! It wasn't like they were spring. 16 years they've been together.
We've been together for 64 years, and it's time for me to make it official.
Why the hurry? But it was sweet. He was so you could tell he was so a.
He was scared.
Nervous. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was sweet.
And he asked like three times in a row, please say yes. Please say yes. Please say yes.
Will you marry me? Will you marry me?
My next story is about a 96-year-old grandma.
Sexy.
Nah, yes. 96-year-old grandma Patricia was surprised by her daughter, Shelby, and her granddaughter because she has always, always, always wanted to go to New York City. And she's always wanted to see the Rockettes. Now,
where are they living?
That would
be if you tell me like New Jersey, I'll be like, well, what the fuck?
Hoboken. Yeah. That's a train ride.
Come on.
No, I don't know. I'm going to assume it's California because that's
a young girl in Santa Ana always wanted to go to Disneyland.
I don't have the information to that. That's a great question. Okay. I understand that I should.
Because, I mean, I'm saying, like, it's amazing. There's a big deal if she's in California. It's crazy if she's in Australia.
You know? Listen, it's a big deal to her.
Okay.
Watch this video and stop being an ass.
To New York, we've got a hotel tomorrow night.
No.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. And I got us tickets to the Rockettes at
5. No! Oh, no! My God! How wonderful!
Really?
Oh, girl, I can't believe it. Oh, my God.
That's wonderful. What a wonderful gift, Shelby.
I can't believe that.
So I'm definitely always one for a good surprise. And I sat there and I thought, oh my gosh, I would love to take Manny to a Rockettes show. And then 10 seconds later, I was like, well, I should just take her. Why not?
Oh my goodness, dear. I probably did not handle it well because I think I probably screamed and said, no, no, New York, I can't believe it. And I really could not believe it.
They are so perfect, yeah. You know, really.
I was just about 12 when I saw them the first time. And that was very, very exciting. And yet I found the theater itself very much the same that I remembered it. That was very exciting. And I think I was very happy that it had not changed.
That's wonderful. What a wonderful gift, Shelby.
I can't believe that.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it was magic then.
It is the same, really. So thank you for making this a wonderful day.
In that moment, I truly was just filled with so much happiness and giddiness and just watching her face light up. It was... That's like a moment I will cherish for forever.
I can't believe this whole day. It's almost too much. You know what I mean? My heart is just so full.
I want to remind you, she's 96. I want to remind you that listen to the way she talks and how sharp she is.
She looks great too. She's like so vibrant and exciting and
If I was planning that trip, I will tell you this. I would have had the Rockettes go, come on up. Come on up on stage and join us.
Put on a miniskirt. Let's see and the high kick.
And she probably would have been able to do it.
If I had the disposable income, I would totally do the same thing.
Right.
But I would have before we get to the Radio City Music Hall, the whole thing, I would have stopped at like the grossest porn theater.
See.
And I'd be like, Granny, check out the Rockettes. And just watch your face when you put on like Mr. Hands or then I'd take her to the Rockettes. I just would have to.
You would have to ruin it.
The buildup would be.
Is what you would have to ruin.
Come on. How funny would it be if you took her to like the seediest Bronx like strip club?
I don't know. You're that like, Nanny's
here's the Rockettes.
I don't know that Nanny's into the strippers.
What if she was?
What if
how gross would that be?
What if your she grandma's worked
like,
there?
Grandma's like, oh, I love that C-section scar. There's nothing better for Granny than beef curtains.
This is where I worked for 50 years of my life.
They used to call me Snail Trail, honey.
All right, great.
All right. Shift gears.
Please.
Bring it back to good news. Kevin?
Yes.
Talked to you a little bit about this story before the show. Mm-hmm. I promised you it's going to get you, mm-hmm. but it's not one of those like overly sentimental. I don't think it's anywhere near as sweet as the last story, but this is a kid also in New York City. Now I was like, how is this fucking, this kid's 14 months old, never seen a dog. So I pieced it together. I was like, oh, he lives in New York City. It's not like, you know, you have a suburban house or a country where you can have dogs. Yeah. But I was like, wait a second. Walking to anywhere in New York City, you see a million fucking people walking their dog. I was like, my wife reminded me, she's like, COVID, dude. The kid probably in the last year or so, he doesn't go anywhere. He preschool age kid is probably stuck in his house. So here's a video of the very first time this 14-month-old boy laid eyes on a dog.
I'm seeing a dog too.
Really?
Actual dog, yeah.
He's crushing it.
Yeah.
Bites his face.
Oh. How old is he?
14
pure
months.
Ecstasy.
Oh, wow.
Good boy. It's
really cool.
Can you do it's me one? Oh.
Right there goes south. I am gone.
Later.
Why, if you know, are they using Stayin' Alive by the Bee Gees? What's the thinking there?
Could have been like A Dog Life. Who Let the Dogs Out?
I mean, there didn't have to be music.
No.
But it is odd that they use, you can tell by the way I use
maybe
my walk.
Maybe a Snoop Dogg song?
Yes, good.
Atomic Dog?
I feel like we need to watch that again.
Oh, wow, wow, yippee, yo, yippee. You want to watch again?
Oh, wow.
Go,
yeah.
Courtney, boom.
Seeing a dog too.
Really?
Actual dog, yeah.
He's
crushing
it.
Yeah.
Oh. How old is he?
14 months.
Oh, wow. Good boy, Dookie.
Can you do me, Eli?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Did she call him Dookie? She just said, good boy, Dookie.
Good boy, Dookie.
That's what she said.
I'm not going to pass judgment on the name of the dog. Beautiful story.
But Dookie.
We got to watch a little boy hit maximum levels of ecstasy because he's like, this is real. Look at this.
All right. I am going to accept your maximum level of cuteness, and I am going to raise you one. And I'm sure that most people have seen this, but every single time I watch it, it makes me happy. Right. This is little kid eating in his high chair, older brother going off to college, and just listen to the exchange between the two of them.
This is pretty sweet.
Bye, Rome. I love you.
Bye,
I love you.
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 Love you.
I love you.
Love you.
The kid is just trying to eat, and the older brother won't let him eat.
Home run right there.
Right.
Get, I love you! With,
He's trying to put it in his mouth the whole time, but his brother keeps saying, I love you, so he has to respond. Let's watch that again, shall we? This is great news.
Bye, Rome. I love you.
Bye,
I love you.
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 Let me eat.
Love you.
Here we go. Here we go.
Mmm. That is one of the cutest kids ever.
That's a home run right there.
And that is great news.
Wait, no, I got one more.
I'm trying to wrap it up. I don't know why. Now Mike has one more story.
And it's a good one.
All right.
We've said it God knows how many times, Kevin. Kids are mean. Kids are assholes.
Yes.
Every once in a while.
Except for Dookie.
You find a diamond in the rough. And this kid is it. He got a bunch of birthday gifts for his 8th birthday party. And without hesitation, he said, I gotta just go ahead and give them all away. Got to give them to homeless people. They need them more than I do.
He's 8?
Yeah. Check this out, dude. 8-year-old boy gives birthday gifts to Stoke-on-Trent homeless shelter. It's in the UK. All of them. And no hesitation, according to his parents, when they read along in the article. And I'm sure, you know, like parents are looking for a little bit of positive news there because it made it to the media. But either way, sure. It was his idea. And he didn't throw one bit of fuss. He said, no, I've just recently become aware of these things called homeless people. I've become aware of these struggling people who have it way worse than I do. And I appreciate the gifts.
Wow.
All of them.
Wow.
Let's go. Yeah.
That is some amazing parenting as well.
I agree.
To raise that kid,
in turn, this great news story it's a nice little daisy chain. People heard about the story and then sent him more gifts. So
that's sweet. And he just kept giving them away. He hated the gifts. That's what this story is about. He hated every gift.
I wanted a Nintendo Switch and no one would fucking give it to me. Everyone, take it.
All right. If you like the podcast, you can subscribe and click on the little thing to give you a little alarm when we post one. We post them on Mondays and Thursdays and tell your friends about them as well.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Who are we getting the outro from?
You didn't request Johnny Cash?
Johnny Cash, yeah.
For our intro. Intro. No, outro. Outro. You know what I'm talking about, bro. Say hello to the happy goodbye to the blues. Kevin and Mike are here to give you great news.
No, Johnny Cash.
What? Oh, not Johnny Mathis. I really, I should.
That
just
wasn't stick, Johnny Cash.
I should just stick to Tom DeLonge.
Well, let's do only, Tom DeLonge then.
It's the only one I need, seem to nail.
All right, let's have Tom DeLonge.
Yeah. Intro. It's the no wait for outro. Ouch. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, bro. Say hello to the happy goodbye to the blues. Kevin and Mike are here to give you great news.
Beautiful.
There's aliens living on the rings of Saturn. It's a conspiracy. Red pill. Boom.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.